this morning. God has been good. Let me start with that. Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. So you guys know, you kind of have watched our story kind of play out over the last year. And God has not dropped Jess or myself. She has not dropped our family. Doesn't matter how worried we have been at times. It doesn't matter how concerned. He has always been there. He has met every need. Amen. Amen. So I told Jess, I was doing some prayer time last Saturday. I said, I just really feel like I need to do a fast this week. So I started Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I did a fast. And then work blew up. And then Grandpa's health kind of turned. And I was just sitting there yesterday. I just felt like I'd been taking body blows just all week. You guys ever been there? And I was sitting in my chair last night trying to figure out, and I just said to myself, Lord, I'm tired of playing defense. I want to play some offense. Amen? You guys been there before? So then I just started thinking about my week. I've been reading a book by E.E. Byram. Do you guys know who he is? For those of you that don't know who he is, he was... I'm reading his biography, and early church, the early 1900s, had a very prolific healing ministry, which is something we're trying to unfurl in the house. And I'm at the part where he is young and he's trying to figure out what the Lord wants him to do. And he says in his book, I went to the altar 30 times praying for more. Praying for the outpouring 30 times. Have you guys been to the altar 30 times in your lives? You don't have to say anything. That's for you. I mean, this was a man who was digging in, trying to figure out what he was supposed to do, and he wouldn't stop. He was playing offense. Yes? 30 times before the Lord finally started to outpour on him. What would have happened if he stopped at 20? What would have happened if he stopped at 29? 30 times. So that's kind of my first thing that I got going through my head. Sorry, I got my notes are just on my phone here, so you guys got to deal with me. And then I'm sitting there last night, and I started watching a video. I got a guy who he reminds me of if Titus was older. He's very scientific. He believes that the Bible, you know, is by the book, and everything in the Bible is real. Amen. And then he tries to prove it. You know, he tries to prove it scientifically. So he's in. Do you have the Job verse, Tracy? That Job 38. Can you pull? Did you guys see this? Some of you guys might have seen this video. So he's talking about light and he's talking about darkness. So he pulls up this verse in Job 38. He says, where is the way to the dwelling of light? And darkness, where is his place? And he starts talking about light. He says, light moves, right? We know that the speed of light. And I couldn't tell you what that is, however many thousands of miles an hour. But you guys know what I'm talking about, right? We know that light travels. Okay? And then he said something that I thought was really profound. He says, darkness doesn't move. Think about that for a minute. Light is moving, darkness doesn't. Now we could apply that to our own lives. I could talk about sin, right? We could talk about when Christ is doing something inside of you and you are actively doing something. Offense. Again, you guys see this theme? Tracy, you go to Matthew 16, please. Matthew 16, this is a famous line. It says, and Jesus is talking to Peter, And he says, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Since when in the history of warfare do gates attack you? Are you with me? Since when in the history of any kind of warfare do gates attack you? What Jesus is saying to Peter here is that you are going to go attack. You are going to play offense. Do you guys see that? Now, I'm not saying all the time, and I'm not saying that you need to get, don't get in over your head, right? There are levels of authority in the Spirit. We know these things. But this is not a, we are going to sit and passively just take and take and take body shots. Yes? Are you with me this morning? My last thing, Trace, you go to Ephesians. Because again, I was sitting there last night and I was just like, just kind of mulling this stuff all over in my head. Ephesians, sorry, I didn't give you that one, did I? Ephesians 6, 6:13. I can just read it if you don't have it. Okay, and again, another famous passage. I'm not saying anything you guys don't already know this morning. It says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, the next part of the verse is, stand therefore. My Bible scholars in the room, your armor, biblical armor that talks about is all on which side of you? The front. Everything that the Bible talks about as far as our spiritual armor is all in the front of us because we are not supposed to do this. Right? And if we can't, right? And I get it because there are some battles you have to wait for the Lord to move. Right? I'm not sitting here just telling you guys to go do something that the Lord is not telling you to do, okay? So let me make that clear. But if we are in a position we are have to hold our ground, we stand and stand therefore. And I thought for a second, and I can't make this up. This is where I figured the Lord was doing something. If you look at the Greek on that word stand, do you know what it means? To abide. To abide. You can't make that up. So when we are in a fight, when we're taking shots from the enemy, don't back up. Don't retreat. Abide. Abide in what? In His presence. In His power. In what He has done for you. Amen? So with that, what I would like to do, I would like to do some worship, and I'd like to do a little offense today, if we could do that. Yeah, we can. You got some? Okay. Yeah, we can do that last one again. I don't know what this is going to look like. Kathy Ann's got something, so we'll let her roll, but I would like to have a word, a corporate word for prophet and apostle. Just because of everything that he is kind of dealing with today.
If you can bring up that chorus on that song real quick. The one with hungry and desperate. So everything that Joel talked about, the light being movement and dark being stagnant, about standing and abiding, this song really says it all. It says, I'm hungry and I'm desperate. That's where we have to stay constantly for the Lord, hungry and desperate for whatever he has to give to us. We have to be hungry, because if we're not hungry, you ain't going to go searching food, right? You go to the grocery store after a big meal, you can't shop. Nothing looks good, nothing sounds good. You're not hungry. You go to the store hungry, and you're buying everything down the chip aisle that you can find. Everything in the store, like, oh, yeah, this sounds good, this sounds good, this good. It's the same with God. You got to stay hungry, because you're going to be reaching for everything that he has for you. You have to stay hungry. And part of that hunger is the abiding. It is the stand. Because if you're hungry and you're desperate, you're going to stand there in line waiting for him to pour out on you. And even in the abiding and the waiting, you are still the light actively moving. Because everybody around you is going to watch you to see what you're going to do next. Just like Joel's whole story for the last year, Joel and Jesse. They were standing, they were abiding. But all of us were watching. All of their friends were watching that don't come to church. Everyone around them was watching. And look at the testimony pouring out of it. Look at the examples that it is. That is the best example of abiding and being the light and moving the light forward in the darkness. Because everybody's going to say, it's so dark, why are you still even trying? Because we have a God that we search after with desperation and hunger. Stay hungry. Worship your heart out today, because scripture says, and I can't give you the address, I am not Prophetess Julia, I don't know the Bible inside and out, I can tell you the verse, I can't give you the address, but it says that when we pray and worship, we fill the bowls up in heaven, and when the bowl is full, the Lord tips it out and pours it out on his people. So let's worship our heart out today and show our hunger, our desperation, and our willingness to stand and abide in what the Lord has prepared for us.